KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies and 35 degrees in Atlantic. Most of the light rain has moved off to the northeast. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with periods of light rain possible, otherwise a high around 41. In the news, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources has a series of town hall meetings scheduled to discuss possible changes to hunting rules and regulations, along with other topics. DNR spokesman Mick Clemesrud said the first meeting is scheduled for this Wednesday in Sioux City.
We have 18 meetings set up across the state, and these are public meetings where our local staff will come in and provide a recap of the hunting and trapping seasons. They'll give population updates and they'll talk about hunter participation, trapper participation, and, you know, just what to expect and what we're looking at for potential rule changes.
He says one rule change involves the waterfowl hunting zones.
So we're going to increase the size of the Missouri River zone to actually go all the way to the Mississippi across southern Iowa to create kind of a new central zone and shift the southern border of the north zone up a little bit, and then modify the season dates accordingly. So the southern zone will have later season dates, the central zone will have the old southern zone season dates, and the north zone will probably stay fairly close to what it's been.
And there could be some other rule changes as well.
We're also looking at expanding or increasing the number of otters that trappers can harvest, and there's some other deer quota changes and things like that.
Clemesrud said they expect to have a good turnout.
Hunters like to talk about hunting, and they like to come to these. You know, they've got a like-minded audience, and they're hearing things that they enjoy, and hunter participation is definitely part of these meetings.
Comments collected from the public meetings will be considered, along with other related comments received by the Iowa DNR, prior to proposing changes to hunting rules and regulations. Proposed rules will be presented to the Natural Resource Commission during a regular public meeting for consideration and additional public comment. Now, here are some area dates, times, and locations for those DNR town hall meetings. They include in Council Bluffs on February 25th at 7 p.m. at the Fish and Game Club, and in Creston on February 27th at the Multipurpose Room adjacent to the YMCA at Southwestern Community College in Creston. Members of the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board will hold their annual monthly meeting beginning at 5:15 this evening at City Hall. Action and or new business on their agenda would include continued discussion with regard to a campground host at the Schulberg Rec Area, the Community Gardens Project at Millett Park, recycling cans, City of Atlantic walking map, the PALS or Friends of the Park News, and Bull Creek Erosion Control. And in his report to the board, Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen is expected to talk about starting to contract summer coaches and coordinator positions, an update on summer help, signage for city parks, summer programs, and updating the board on the New Year's challenge. Well, the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board will hold a public hearing a little after they convene their meeting at 6 p.m. this evening in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. The hearing is with regard to a proposed 2020-2021 school calendar. The board will then hear a presentation by the state qualifying Lego League students. The Exira EHK Spartan Bots advanced to the state in the round in the first Lego League competition that was held January 18th at ISU in Ames. In other business, the board will discuss and act on approving the 2020-2021 calendar and 80-20 sharing superintendent agreement with the IKM Manning District, revisions to 400 series board policies and personnel matters. Officials of the Cass County Health System in Atlantic report Dr. Edna Becht will present a program on the 411 on URIs, those are upper respiratory infections, at the first session of a brand new series of Healthy You and Baby 2. The educational presentation is scheduled for February 25th from 5:30 until 6:30 p.m. at the Ann W. Wickman Child Development Center. Ann McCurdy, CCHS Public Relations Coordinator, says over the last 5 years, we built a really solid educational series, Healthy You, that we host at the Cass County Health System. We're now expanding the same model to reach young parents at a time and in a way that's more convenient for them. She says we'll provide free dinner and child care so the parents can eat, relax, and learn a little and come away with good information that helps them care for their children. It's also a great opportunity for parents to meet and get to know a few of our physicians that they may not know yet. Healthy You and Baby 2 is a three-part series geared to parents with young children and is being held in conjunction with the support of the Nishna Valley Family YMCA and the N.W. Wickman Child Development Center. The next two sessions after the 25th of February will be held March the 17th and April 21st. Details will be released on those sessions a little bit later on. All Healthy You and Baby 2 events are free and open to the public. Parents do not have to have their child enrolled at the N.W. Wickman Child Development Center to attend. Child care will be provided free of charge to any family attending. Dinner will also be provided free of charge to families, but a reservation is required. To register, you can visit casshealth.org on the web or find the details on how to sign up at the Cass County Health System's Facebook page. Well, the Union County Sheriff's Office reports deputies received a 911 call a little after 5:30 p.m. last Thursday with regard to a vehicle in the ditch on 240th at Clover Avenue near Kent. When deputies arrived on the scene along with the EMS, they found the doors on a 2011 Chevy pickup were locked and a male driver, 48-year-old Kenneth Dingman of Creston, was inside the vehicle and unresponsive. After deputies broke the rear window of the pickup, EMS crews pulled Dingman out of the truck and began CPR. He was transported to the Greater Regional Hospital in Creston where he died. Authorities say Dingman had apparently suffered from a medical condition that led to his death. Separately, the Union County Sheriff's Office said Friday that 20-year-old Autumn Van Landry of Omaha was arrested in Mills County Thursday evening. Van Landry was arrested on Union County Wharf for burglary in the first degree and willful injury causing serious injury. She was transported from the Mills County Jail and is being held in the Union County Jail, or for Union County, in the Adams County Jail, that is, on a $35,000 bond. Well, two people from southeast Iowa were injured during a single vehicle crash Sunday morning in Henry County. The Iowa State Patrol reports the driver of a 2002 Jeep Grand Cherokee, 19-year-old Wyatt Barbison of Brighton, was flown by helicopter to the U of I Hospital in Iowa City after he failed to negotiate a right turn at the intersection of Ash Avenue and 120th Street. The SUV went off the west side of the road and struck a tree. The incident happened around 7:35 p.m. Sunday, or Sunday morning, 7:35 a.m. Sunday. That is, the passenger of the vehicle, 19-year-old Nathan Reynolds of Mount Pleasant, also was injured, and no report on their condition was immediately available. Patrol says neither man was wearing a seatbelt. The accident remains under investigation. A woman died and another woman was injured during a single vehicle rollover accident Saturday morning in southeastern Iowa. State Patrol said 28-year-old Mallory Kate Johnston of Fremont lost control of her Jeep she was driving on a snow-covered curb on southbound Highway 23 in Keokuk County. The SUV went off the road near 310th Street just before 9 a.m. Saturday and flipped onto its top. Mallory Johnston died at the scene. Her passenger, 21-year-old Madeline Johnston of Oskaloosa, was injured and taken to the hospital. Neither women were wearing their seatbelt. The Iowa State Patrol is investigating the crash. A separate crash Friday evening resulted in life-threatening injuries to a truck driver from eastern Iowa. The patrol's 49-year-old Darren Cruz of Lone Rock was flown by helicopter to the hospital after the 2014 semi he was driving rear-ended another semi on westbound Highway 20 in Grundy County. The accident happened around 5:30 p.m. Friday near mile marker 186. The driver of the other semi, who was from Texas, was not injured. And officials say two people suffered minor injuries in a fire that destroyed a Fort Dodge towing and auto business. The fire broke out Friday afternoon at Mid-Iowa Towing. Firefighters arrived at the scene to find a large fire in the company's shop area, with flames reaching the roof. The building is not served by the city and therefore did not have fire hydrants, requiring the firefighters to use 500-gallon water tanks. Officials say the lack of water and presence of a large amount of flammable liquids, coupled with high winds, caused the fire to grow and spread rapidly. Two of the business's employees were treated for burns on their hands. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.